This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp with a fun story for your Friday. Dining at restaurants could feel a little strange now with social distancing, but customers at Sputnik in Denver, when it reopened this week, experienced an added layer of something weird. CPR's Alexandra McMahon went to check it out.
By midday, Sputnik's reopening of its dining room was off to a slow start. You could say things were maybe even a little dead.
I love the ghosts. They're awesome. I didn't even see them till we sat down, but they're very well done. Very lifelike.
Posed throughout the restaurant, the ghosts help customers maintain a safe distance.
We've got some playing dice, and then we've got one just, kind of hanging out at the end of the bar.
Owner Matt LaBarge points out some of the ghostly poses. There's also a book-reading ghost and a ghost couple enjoying a date. The idea came from bartender Trevor Liebler early on, when Sputnik was still closed for dine-in service.
It was getting really quiet with no one in the restaurant, so we decided to put the ghost up to keep us company.
Usually this stretch of South Broadway would be bustling. The restaurant is packed and sweaty on a normal weekend.
It is actually kind of nice to have them. At first, when I'd look at cameras, I'd, oh, there's people there. And I'm like, oh yeah, the ghost. But I think the idea was that things weren't going to be exactly how they were, and it was, you know, the ghosts of South Broadway, the ghosts of the restaurant industry, and just, you know, dealing with the unknown.
And the ghosts are handmade by Liebler, the bartender.
It's all found material. The only thing that I bought were the sheets and the styrofoam heads.
And then he just used wire and old clothes and a bunch of newspapers and magazine, you know, crumpled up to make the bodies.
It's a little bit of silliness amongst a whole lot of heaviness, and it's captured people's imaginations.
It's been pretty fun. We actually got a call from the Mile High Paranormal something or other wanting to come and investigate the ghosts, but we haven't talked to them yet. But
he says the ghosts will stick around as long as social distancing rules do. I'm Alexandra McMahon, CPR News.
And there's warm weather this weekend, 90s around Denver and the Front Range, 70s in the mountains, a chance for rain for parts of the state tomorrow. This is CPR News.